Hi, this is David Novak, and welcome to another episode of It's All About Relationship. This is episode number 75. Stick with me today. If you haven't joined us before, welcome to the podcast. If you're returning, welcome back. We're going to be talking a little bit about contentment today. Wow. And also, in case you didn't know, we have a Facebook page. And it's called It's All About Relationship, and you can follow us there if you want to. And on Instagram, it's same thing. It's David Novak Podcast, if you want to follow us on Instagram. And if you want to follow the acting stuff that I do, that's cool too. On Facebook, it's David Novak Actor, and on the Instagram, it's David Novak Actor too. Okay, so that's all the commercial stuff we're doing right now. So anyway, again, glad to have you with us again today if you're rejoining us. And, I want to talk about something that's, sometimes I talk about stuff that I'm going through, you know, that I learned, maybe the Lord's put on my heart, or maybe he's just brought me through, a victory in my life or something like that. So then I try to share this stuff with you. And again, just a little disclaimer at the very beginning. No, I am not a teacher. I just encourage. That's all I do. I'm just supposed to encourage and share, just share stuff I've learned, and, hopefully it helps a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, so I wanted to talk a little bit about contentment today. And first of all, what is contentment? Well, in Google, contentment says it's a noun. It's a state of happiness and satisfaction. And the dictionary says state of being contented, satisfaction again, or ease of mind. So, okay, cool. Now, what does God say is contentment? Well, one thing I believe that God says contentment is to be happy even when we're not getting exactly what we want. And now here in Philippians 4:11 in the Amplified, Paul's talking, and he says, now, reading from prison, or, writing these things, he's been in prison, he's been shipwrecked, he's been beaten up. I mean, this poor guy, he's a soldier for God, but he's had his definite episodes, right? And he says, quote, Philippians 4:11, not that I speak from any personal need, for I have learned to be content and self-sufficient through Christ, satisfied to the point where I am not disturbed or uneasy, regardless of my circumstances. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's like all the stuff that he's gone through, and he's learned to be content. So, it can be a difficult situation for us. It's doing what I do for a living too. It can be also very frustrating because, I'm an actor. Okay. So, I go read for roles and that kind of thing. And, maybe I hear back, maybe I never hear back. And that can be incredibly discouraging, especially if I think, I nailed the audition or whatever, and they give me feedback saying, hey, you were awesome, all this kind of stuff. And then I don't get the job. It's like, what is that, but that's just the nature of the game, unfortunately. And, that's one of the little things that I go through. And that may not be a big deal because there's some people that are going through way worse, than anything I could even imagine. People without jobs right now, people dealing with health problems, financial problems, relational problems, everybody's got stuff, and I've got other stuff that, I deal with too, but it's not about me right now. I'm just trying to lay out some encouragement right now, but it's also enjoying the journey on the way to where we're going, okay? My job and your job, in my humble opinion, is to trust him and do what he tells us to do. His job is to work his plan out for our lives and fulfill the promises that he's given us according to his word, right? I mean, he's many promises in his Bible, in his word, in the Bible, that he says that he will do in our lives and that he is doing. So our job is to believe him that he is who he says he is, and he will do what he says he will do. My job is believe that his timing is right and that he loves me and he'll work it out for my best, whatever the situation is. And even getting back to my, you know, acting career, and, you know, maybe he doesn't want me to have that particular job. You know, I want it. You know, and there's a couple I can tell you about right now that I really want right now. Maybe I'll get them, maybe I won't. I don't know, but I hope so. But if I don't, you know, maybe he's, you know, there's other Christians in the world too, and they're praying for things too. And sometimes our paths, you know, it's like in the acting thing, for example, you know, there may be another Christian that's praying for the same gig that I auditioned for too. So we're both praying. Well, he's not going to give the same one to both, but maybe one of us gets the gig, the other one is learning something in the process. And that's a really difficult thing sometimes, you know, in my life that I have to deal with. And you've got stuff that you're, you know, dealing with too, you know, things that you might be learning, things that he might be trying to teach you right now. Maybe you've been called to do something, and maybe it's been, you know, months, days, weeks, years, even decades, maybe. And you go back to God and you say, you sure you want me doing this? Because I thought I heard from you. And maybe you hear silence, you know, and you're thinking, God, am I hearing God or not? Well, you go back to the last thing he told you, and he's not going to tell you something in the light that he's not going to confirm in the darkness, right? Meaning, if he told you something when everything was in the light, and now you're in the dark, let's just say you're in that time of waiting, it's not that he's changing his mind. It's not that he made a mistake and he says, whoops, well, I didn't know that was going to happen, right? So, but his timing is the best. And it's so difficult sometimes for us to get a handle on that. But somehow, with God's help and with the help of the Holy Spirit, that we can learn to trust him and lean on him. And, you know, also we have to remember that what is the most important thing in our lives where he is concerned? Is it our career the most important thing? Is it our friendships, or is it even our provision? No. The most important thing where he's concerned in our lives is our relationship with him. That's the most important thing. And that the most, in other words, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. And what verse is that? That's Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Gotta keep God number one. That's contentment, at least in my humble opinion. And we have to remember that he never leaves us nor forsakes us. He's not going to leave us in a situation that we're going to just crash and burn. Okay? He's not going to do that. Be strong and of good courage, and do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's in Deuteronomy 31:6. And just a couple of verses later, Deuteronomy 31:8, it's very similar. It says, "And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you, and he will be with you, and he will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed." Amen? He's always with us, and His plans are great for us. Okay, in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Jeremiah 29:11. Let's continue to lean into the Lord and know that his plans are for a peace and not of evil, and that they give us future and a hope. Contentment, you know, I believe is knowing that he's always working in our lives. Now, we may not be exactly where we want to be, but we have to remember that we're on a journey. We may not have exactly what we want right this second, but maybe, like I was alluding to earlier, maybe we're not ready for it yet. Maybe the Lord's trying to teach us something along the way to where we're going. Right? I mean, that's a hard pill to swallow sometimes. And the Lord's kind of exploded that to me in my heart lately too. I mean, what are you trying to teach me, Lord? I mean, seriously, that I need to press into you more and more, and that I need to remember that the kingdom is first, and all this other stuff, it'll take care of itself. But I need to keep you, Lord, in my life as number one. And it's easy to get frustrated, but we have to give our frustrations to the Lord, and we have to just trust that he's working out his plan. And, you know, I think it's a good thing to ask ourselves and to ask the Lord, you know, what are you trying to teach me during this time of waiting? You know, whatever you're waiting for, what are you trying to teach me? You know, just spend some time with God and say, talk to me, Lord, by your Holy Spirit. Illuminate in my heart what you're trying to teach me. In Psalms 27:14 says, wait for and confidently expect the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for and confidently expect the Lord. And then in Psalms 37:34, it says, wait for and expect the Lord and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land in the end. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it. So he talks about waiting for him and confidently expecting him and being strong in the Lord and taking courage. You know, let our heart be full of courage and encouragement, and knowing that as we keep his way and we draw closer to him, that we'll inherit the land. You know, he'll cause those promises that he's promised in our lives to be fulfilled. But we just, I don't know. I know it's so tough sometimes, because when you're waiting on the Lord, especially when it's a long period of time. And like I already said, I've been looking for some things to happen in my own personal life to be on a whole nother level. And I'm still on the way to where I'm going. But he's teaching me to enjoy that journey on the way to where I'm going. And hopefully whatever's going on in your life, and maybe you're waiting too, and maybe you're getting frustrated, I just want to encourage you to hang in there, okay? Don't get frustrated, but, you know, I get frustrated myself, but just be encouraged. God hasn't forgotten you. He's not letting you just wander by the wayside, and he's not forgotten you. He said he'd never leave you nor forsake you. His plans are perfect, and he's got a great plan for your life. Just don't give up. You will keep him in perfect peace, the word says, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. That's Isaiah 26:3. Let me read that one more time. Isaiah 26:3. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Are we trusting in God? Are we really looking to him to believe that he's going to fulfill his promises in our lives? You know, that's something we have to ask ourselves on a daily basis. I'll leave you with one thing before I go. We need to have more input from the Word of God than we do from mainstream media and social media. Otherwise, discouragement and hopelessness is self-inflicted. Okay, if we're constantly just watching the news and social media all day and all night, and that's all we watch, and if there's more of that going in than the Word of God and our time with him, we're going to be at an imbalance. And hopelessness, as I just mentioned, and discouragement is going to be self-inflicted. So we need to, and I'm not saying don't be informed. No, I'm not saying that at all. We need to be informed. We need to know what's going on, but if we're just glued to the TV all day long, glued to social media, and we don't spend any time with God and in his word, we're going to definitely have an imbalance in our lives. And it's easy to get frustrated. It's easy to feel discouraged and hopelessness, especially when that's all we're hearing, you know, on a daily basis from the news and that kind of thing. Anyway, I hope you're encouraged today. I really, really do. Hang in there. Don't give up. God's got a perfect plan for your life. You're going to come out on the other side more victorious than you've ever been, and take people with you. All right, be blessed. Have an awesome day.